We're talking this morning with Elisa Clements, Executive Director of Utah's Parents for Choice in Education. Thank you for your time this morning, Elisa. As of today, Utah has the broadest school voucher law in the country. But almost immediately upon that law being adopted by your legislature and signed by your governor, opposition arose in the form of a drive to put the new law to a referendum in a statewide ballot. So could you tell us what the status is of that referendum today?
Sure. It is a situation that's changing by the minute, so it has been a bit complicated to keep up with. Right now, actually, petitions have been checked by the county clerks and then the lieutenant governor's office, and actually later this morning, the lieutenant governor will be holding a press conference to announce whether those petitions, the signatures that were collected, are sufficient to place the issue on a ballot. And so we expect that information later this morning. We do expect that the signatures are sufficient to place the law on the ballot.
Does that discourage you?
Not discouraged. It's disappointing, I think, is the emotion that the opponents of school choice, mostly comprised of the teachers' union and school administrators and others who are tied to the education system, it's disappointing that they are so bent on stopping parents from having a choice in their children's education. This is, while it's a universal program, it is a minuscule part of the overall Utah education budget. We don't expect that it's going to be a major percentage of Utah students who even use this program. Right now, Utah's private school enrollment is about 3 or 4% of the total school-age population. You know, maybe that's going to bump up a few points with the voucher program, but we don't see that happening immediately. And we don't foresee a mass exodus of children from the public schools. So we're just scratching our heads trying to figure out what they're so afraid of, honestly. So it's disappointing that they have gone to such lengths to try and stop this now that the legislature has passed it and the governor signed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, given then that, as you just said, a relatively small percentage of parents might choose this option, then if the issue does go to a statewide vote, how will you convince Utah at large to adapt this, to keep this law in effect?
Good question. Basically, the message is this is about parental rights, about parental choice, and it's also about improving the quality of education for everyone. The studies that have been done on school choice programs in other states are pretty clear that school choice is the tide that lifts all boats. So whether your children are the ones going to a private school using a voucher, or whether you're fine with your public school and want to leave your children in the public school, school choice will help improve the quality of education for everyone. And really that's a byproduct of competition that school choice creates, that motivates all schools to do better. We're not just talking about public schools, but you know, private schools and public charter schools. Everyone can benefit from this because it's a motivating force to do better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you think most Utah parents are aware of and understand the voucher law as it was passed, or do you have some educating yet to do?
We definitely have some educating to do. There's a lot of misinformation out there because of the efforts of the teachers union and the PTA to stop this. A lot of people think that it is going to hurt public schools, that it's going to take money away from public schools, when in reality it takes a student out of the public school and takes only a portion of the funds that would have been spent on that child. It's actually less than half the amount that would have been spent on that child in the public schools is what goes with that child as a voucher. A lot of people don't understand that, and so we definitely have our work cut out for us the next several months.
Mm-hmm. All right. How much interest has the new law generated, gauging sort of in terms of context to your office, among parents who might be interested in taking this choice?
We've received several thousand phone calls or emails from parents who are interested in the program and want to use it for their children this fall. And frankly, we're surprised that it's that high, given the level of confusion created by this referendum petition. So there's definitely demand out there. There's definitely interest. And we also look at Utah's charter school growth and the demand that is out there for charter schools in Utah, where we've got more students on waiting lists right now at charter schools than are even enrolled in charter schools. And it's obviously indicative that parents are looking for something else besides their traditional public schools.
All right. Here in Michigan, in general, you could say we have a cap on charter schools of about 150, which can be authorized by our state universities. What is Utah's charter law like?
It has been improved the last few years. We started out with a fairly restrictive charter school law. I believe it was passed in 97 or 98, and it was so restrictive that for the first several years we did not have much growth at all. But then it was improved and expanded, and in 2004 actually it was greatly enhanced, and charter schools really started to blossom in Utah. And now we, unfortunately, last year the legislature decided it was time to take a step back and examine how well charter schools are doing. And so they effectively put a cap on the number of charter schools that could be newly authorized for the coming school year, and that cap remains in place. I can't tell you exactly what the latest status is on that, but my assumption is they have not changed that cap as they kind of do an audit of how charter schools are working in Utah.
Mm-hmm. All right. There are at least half a dozen school voucher programs across the country, but except for Utah, most of them are limited in some way, maybe for children coming out of poor performance schools or children with disabilities. What made you decide to go for just such a broad voucher law that would almost, you know, pretty much be available to any parent of any child?
I'm sorry, could you say that question one more time?
Sure. There are existing voucher programs in probably half a dozen communities across the country, but most of those are limited in scope, maybe to primarily serve children with disabilities or children from a school that's performing poorly. Did you originally consider a limited voucher program, or did you decide from the start that we need a statewide law available to nearly every child in Utah?
Actually, from the beginning, our objective has been a universal program, a broad-based statewide program. So that has been our goal from the beginning. We did pass a special needs voucher in 2004, and then it was vetoed, and then passed again in 2005, and it became the law. So we have done a targeted program already, but our broad goal has always been to do something that was as universal as possible.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the sense that other states may be watching what happens in Utah?
I think so, and I hope that what has happened here will help to motivate other states to consider similar policies. There has been a fair amount of attention in the national press, for instance, regarding Utah's success, and we do hope that other states can look at this and say, okay, they could get it done in Utah, maybe we can do it here. And while every state is different and has its own unique challenges and circumstances, I think what we've done in Utah can, in fact, be replicated and tweaked to fit other states.
Well, thank you very much. It was interesting talking to you, and I appreciate your time. And I think we'll all be watching to see what happens there in the next 6 weeks.
Thanks, Lori.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye-bye now.